Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
The Apostle John began his gospel with an amazing description of Jesus Christ. He called our Lord the Word. Listen to what John wrote.
He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him. And apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes, these are powerful words, but here's a question. Why did John identify Jesus as the Word? Well, you see, the Greek word is logos, and I believe he purposely chose this word to describe the Lord Jesus Christ because it was a familiar word. It was a word that was often used in both religious and philosophical circles of his day. The religious circle involved the Jews. The philosophical circle involved the Greeks and the Romans. Both groups used the word logos. But John gave this word a whole new definition. He used this word to convey a whole new message of truth. With divine revelation inspired by the Holy Spirit, John explained who the Logos really is, God himself, who has been revealed in Jesus Christ. Even though John used a word that was used by both the Jews and the Greeks, he gave this word a meaning that communicates the greatest reality in the universe, that Jesus Christ and the Father are one.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.